Many people feeling close to retirement ask themselves, do I have enough?
Am I missing something?
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, we provide clarity during our complimentary, no-pressure consultation. We're independent advisors using big firm tools with a boutique-style approach.
And no crickets. We stay in touch so you're never left wondering.
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, let us show you how to capture the upside, limit the downside, and feel good inside.
Visit dwstrategies.com.
Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Here it comes. Fly ball, left center. Crow Armstrong back onto the warning track, running out of room. It's gone! Taking a ride on the Wrigley Express, Joey Ortiz hits a two-run home run, his eighth home run of the year. And the Brewers add two more.
That's right, all aboard! Here we go. Dom Catronio is with us, the host of Brewers Extra Innings and Brewers Weekly, and the mayor of Wrigley. Hello, Dom.
I do not have that in my jurisdiction as the mayor of Wrigley Field, but thanks for having me.
We're so glad that you're with us. Great win last night. Bullpen really got it together. They showed what they were made of, especially at the end. You just felt like they were going to get it done. Uribe, the other two guys, McGill closes it out. Tell me about the bullpen, Dom. I mean, this was a pretty epic performance.
Yeah, I talked about it on the post game yesterday that this bullpen right now, since the All-Star break, is the best bullpen in baseball. And the numbers back that up entirely. And the best part about those numbers, they actually, you know, they have to include your position player pitching. Andrew Vaughn has pitched twice here in the second half and given up runs. And obviously that still counts. Those runs, these are real games when the pitcher's on the mound. But you can toggle it off. You can actually see the numbers without a position player pitching. So it takes that away for every team. And the Brewers are almost a full run better than the team in second place when you look at ERA for their bullpen in the second half. And a big part of that is getting Abner Uribe back healthy. Jojo Romero, who they acquired at the trade deadline, is back and healthy. A savvy acquisition in Antonio Sensatella. And finally giving a breather to the guys like Ashby, to the guys like Hall getting healthy. All that on top of Trevor McGill just being named August reliever of the month for the National League. So it's quite the unit that is fueling some wins right now for the crew.
Wow, Dom. Did you talk to the Miz yesterday after the Cubs took five runs from him?
So what he told the media yesterday was a mixture of the slipping was an issue again. That's something that continues to pop up with his stride and how far down he wants to work on the mound. But at the same time, he found the adjustment. He got himself back into the right frame of mind in those last two innings of work. And, you know, I kind of compared it to saying, look, this guy's been carrying the Brewers really for the majority of the season. It was about time that the Brewers reciprocated and picked him up, you know, in the use of baseball term where, yeah, he gave up five runs and the Brewers immediately got him off the hook for the loss, taking the lead in the top of that fifth inning. And then the bullpen, like we just talked about, took it the rest of the way. The Miz still needs to figure out what's going on with all these mounds on the road, which his next start will also be against these Cubs, but back in the home confines of American Family Field.
I got to tell you, Dom, if I'm a team like the Phillies or the Cubs and I'm facing the Miz and he's coming into my ballpark, I might not quite work that mound the way that Miz wants it worked. Could there be gamesmanship that enters into this if they face
not
a team
allowed
on the road?
Yeah, so it's not allowed. Major League Baseball is trying to get in front of this right now, actually. And in fact, talking to Matt Kiermaier, the groundskeeper of Wrigley Field, and they do a phenomenal job down here, and he's kind of owned it, saying, look, we don't want to look like that team. We don't want to do this intentionally. It's just a matter of how different, how much of a unicorn he really is. And the way that this all works is, you know, when you look at the mound and you see it as a flat surface, it's really not that, you know, poor. It's very porous and clay-based underneath the top layer of soil. Now, what happens is when you're digging in and you see those dark spots on the mound, that's the clay popping out that's underneath that first layer. Now, over months and months of a baseball season in the popular spot that is a normal landing area, that gets layers and layers and layers of clay built on it throughout a season. But where Miz is striding, there aren't, you know, months of layers of clay down there because they haven't had to repair those spots on the mound, which is why it always works at American Family Field, and it's been a struggle elsewhere.
Dom, Coach Murph was talking about how hostile the crowd is, how hard it is, and he was proud of them that they got through these games winning, except for the first one. So can you talk about what it's been like? I know that people know what it's like when the Cubs come up here.
Yeah, I think it's been a great crowd. I was actually just talking to Cooper Pratt about that, given it's his first time ever here at Wrigley Field. And he said it's an awesome environment. Who doesn't want to play in something like this? And it's kind of fun to be a villain, right? That's what he said earlier this week, where you know you're going to go into this environment. And I do have to say, there have been plenty of Brewers fans here. It's been quite the showing from fans making the drive down here. And furthermore, I just want to point out a fact. I'm letting people take this information with what they will. I know school is back in session. I know it's unseasonably hot down here this week. But none of these three games have been sellouts. And I think that that's something to just point out. I'm just saying, none of the three games have been a sellout for Brewers and Cubs here at Wrigley.
Weak. That is so weak. Dom Cotroneo, the host of Brewers Extra Innings. He's always got those great little nuggets. Thanks, Dom. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.